There's a relative calm in Kismayo now that al-Shabaab insurgents have been driven from the city. Somali forces, with support from their African Union counterparts, have established control in what once was a militant stronghold. Although al-Shabaab fled without a fight, they've left behind some potentially deadly souvenirs. Captain Arthur Angiela is a combat engineer from Kenya, serving under the banner of the African Union Mission in Somalia, or AMISOM.
Our advance between Bibi and Kismayo, we have got 17 IEDs, of which we have managed to identify them early enough. We have managed to demolish them. Only one of them went off before we could make it safe. But for the others, we demolished all of them in situ, and our troops managed to advance without any casualties from IEDs.
Most IEDs, or improvised explosive devices, are packed in metal boxes stuffed with explosives and designed to go off when pressure is put on them. The soldiers say they're very effective. One blast can take out a military vehicle and kill up to 40 people. The devices were planted by al-Shabaab militants before they were pushed out of Kismayo in early October by African Union troops alongside Somali National Forces. The most senior UN official in Somalia, Dr. Augustine Mahiga, praised the joint operation during a recent press conference in Nairobi, Kenya.
The security situation continues to improve, thanks to AMISOM, thanks to the Somali forces. We have witnessed the capture of Kismayo, which is the last major stronghold of the Shabaab. But of course, that doesn't mean the end of Shabaab.
The African Union mission AMISOM says many people in Kismayo fear that although al-Shabaab insurgents have left the city, they might resort to guerrilla tactics as a way of putting up a fight. But for now, Captain Angiela believes the Kenyan soldiers have a more imminent foe.
IEDs, in my opinion, pose the greatest challenge to our troops because they are things that are improvised and placed secretly without you knowing, and they are placed to harm you when you least expect. So now that we don't have direct confrontation with the al-Shabaab, I'm sure they will use such orthodox means to fight the Kenya Defense Forces.
That was Captain Arthur Angiela, a combat engineer from Kenya, serving with the African Union mission in Somalia. Deanne Penn, United Nations.